From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear, hurry. It's Quick Hits.
JP, today is the 15th anniversary of the decision by LeBron James, the TV special announcement, where he announced his departure for Miami. Do you remember where you were when it happened, and what was your immediate reaction?
Oh, I remember watching it. I don't remember where I was. Because it's obviously, this is me before Cleveland, yeah. But it was a very big day. I don't know.
You had been in Wichita, not Wichita.
What year was it?
Wyoming? 2010.
2010? No, I was still in college. That's why I don't remember it. In college.
Valid reason.
There's like a 4-year gap of sports in college, and it's all within that time frame there where things happened, but they didn't happen the way they typically happen in the sports world for me.
So I was in Lansing, Michigan. I'd gotten home from work where I was a production director at McDonald Broadcasting. Top 3 worst job ever. I'm not even going to say anything more about the caliber of people I worked with. However, Vanessa was about 6 months pregnant at the time. We had just finished a walk, and I was like, I deluded myself into thinking he's going to put on this whole production just to say Cleveland. Mm. And I did not react well. I posted something on Facebook at the time, which my old PD from Akron immediately called me and said, as your friend, take that down. That is not nice, and it is over the line, and he was 100% right. And it was so
he called you over it?
Yeah, and it was the right thing. He like, if that was still out there, if I hadn't deleted it 15 years ago, I would absolutely regret making a joke at LeBron's expense because I was just sports mad at him. However, I will tell you, Cleveland, we all can talk about the heartbreak on the field. LeBron leaving is right there with Albert Bell leaving Cleveland as like the two great heartbreaks ever. Because Albert was the first one, the first player that just left us high and dry when I was old enough to understand what happened. Mm-hmm. And then LeBron was the one of like, we are going to stink beyond measure and we are no longer relevant for about 4 years. But I thought it was going to be a decade. And we only had about 4 years of it.
All right, Kirk Cousins, they released the new second season of the quarterback series. Remember last year? I really liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm going to watch it again this year. There's not much going on TV. I think I can convince my wife to watch it with me. If not, I'll watch it on my own time. I thought it was great. But Kirk Cousins, football Ned Flanders. That's where he first got that nickname for me because it was just so, he's so boring in those shows.
Because it is accurate.
And he's so awful in them. But he was speaking. He's not the highlight. Mahomes is the highlight of the show. But Kirk Cousins was speaking about feeling a little bit misled when the Falcons took Michael Penix Jr. in the whole process. Here we go.
I didn't want to leave Minnesota. There was nothing about anywhere that made me want to leave Minnesota. We wanted to be in Minnesota. But it became clear that we were going to be there year to year. And that's what we didn't want. And at that point, we said, all right, we need to look elsewhere. If that's our only option, then we'll be back.
Ended up signing with Atlanta and was pretty excited about the chance to get down there and start fresh. And then, you know, was pretty surprised when the NFL draft happened. Wasn't expecting us to take a quarterback so high. At the time, it felt like I had been a little bit misled, or certainly if I had the information around free agency, it certainly would have affected my decision. I had no reason to leave Minnesota.
I mean, this does make you feel bad for Kirk Cousins. Like, he totally got misled. He would have stayed with the Vikings for one more year if the Falcons were going to do what they did to him.
No, I mean, he's made like $400 million in his career, and he is... Nah, I don't feel bad for him. I mean, it's not great that Atlanta did this. It absolutely is just...
It was very shady by Atlanta. Yeah, very bushly.
And by the way, you didn't do this to draft J.J. McCarthy. You just to draft Michael Penix Jr., who... There wasn't a lot of first-round grades on Michael. I'm not saying he won't end up being that, but he was the guy that everyone was like, wait, you took that guy and upset Kirk Cousins? Then it's tough for me to feel... With the way Kirk's career is gone, he's had such a great career, and he's financially just... He's good for years. I kind of don't feel bad for him.
Yeah, but you want to write a better ending than this, where because he could have gone, you could have stayed with Minnesota, and they won 14 games last year. I mean, maybe I don't know. Was Kirk Cousins going to have as good of a season as Sam Darnold? Maybe, maybe not. You still have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, all those guys out there. Like, he wins 13, 12 games, gets a postseason appearance. Like, that's much better for Kirk than how it went down in Atlanta.
A Naked Gun reboot is on the way starring Liam Neeson, and this joke was part of its trailer.
Excuse the mess. I haven't had the heart to clean since he died.
My condolences. How did she pass?
Great. 50 yards easy. Arm like a cannon. And then she died. She was the sweetest woman I've ever known.
She sounds like a saint.
or maybe a Bronco or a 49er. We would have been happy with any team, really. Anyone but the Browns.
I'm sorry.
Funny or foul?
It's a little, as you would say, chotch.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little, well, we go for the Browns jokes once again, but I like to be included in things, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, like, the Browns shouldn't be talked about as they were before Stefanski and Berry got here. It's still, I mean, you make the worst trade in NFL history and you're coming off 3-14, you're going to get that joke.
So made. The problem, though, is that like the historically bad franchises have all had come ups lately. Like the Lions are much better. The Bills are much better. The teams you think of in the toilet have had much better previous few years than we've had.
The only thing I would say is it should have been the Jets.
The Jets would have been fun.
I mean, the Jets, really, look at the last 15 years. They are the worst franchise in the NFL if we just average out the 15 years. The Browns are not far that much better because you really have to look at the 10 years before these guys. But
well, but in the 2000s, they at least still, under with Sanchez, they went to back-to-back AFC title games.
So I'll have to see it, and like I'll actually have to watch the trailer itself because we just heard this. Mac actually
included
me into this.
So we got Pam Anderson, your buddy Paul Walter Hauser's in this as well.
Why do you say his buddy? Because we're both heavy set.
I feel like we talk about him with you a lot. I don't know.
He kind of triggers me. He's kind of the new Kevin James. He's kind of a weirdo.
Well, he's definitely a weirdo. Like, all he's ever played is weirdos.
Yeah.
He's casted as the ultimate weirdo.
I don't think it plays. I don't think it's a good joke. I think that might be the ultimate thing. I don't think the joke flows. My biggest concern is Liam Neeson is stepping into the all-time deadpan king. That didn't sound like a good joke to me.
Can I be honest with you? He lost me like halfway in, and then I got back to where he was going, but it was hard to follow the actual joke that he was going down.
Is it because of his voice?
Maybe. I don't know what it was, but he definitely lost me like two different times. I mean,
so the other thing about that, it's a hat on a hat. It's a joke and a joke and a joke. Like, there's almost two. I'll view the trailer here. I think it's foul just because I don't think it's that funny. 216-474-0092. Clevelanders. Do you take offense to the Liam Neeson Browns joke, or do you kind of go, yeah, I kind of get it? There is no middle ground with the Cleveland Guardians. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.